Close your outer eyes if you haven't already. And open your souls to the very real presence of Spirit all around and within you. For we truly are now in the presence of God's pure being, immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. And that presence, that love, that divine wisdom, it is so grand and expansive as to fill the entire universe. But it is also so intimate, can become so small as to fit comfortably in your own soul. And its voice is speaking to you. It truly is now and always speaking to you with reassurance, trying to give you that divine timing trying to encourage you not to give up on yourself, on your life, on your body, on anyone else. So for this moment, listen. Listen. Still those other voices. Still them like the master stilled the storm. Say, peace, be still. Like the librarian in your high school, say, shh, quiet. No talking in there. And one by one, the voices do become still. The voice of fear, the voice of envy, the voice of pride, one by one, they become quiet. They fall silent. The voice of anger, the voice of impatience, it falls silent. And you listen intently. And as you do, you can begin to make out another voice. A gentle voice. Even though you can't quite make out what it's saying yet, somehow just the tone of it reassures you. Fills you with positive feelings about yourself and your life and your loved ones. Awakens in you a burgeoning spirit of optimism about what lies ahead. A sense that better times are in store for you. Greater achievements. A sense that you truly are being guided and led. And as you fall more and more silent, that voice does become more and more clear. It may have a message for you right now. So let's just be silent for a minute. And just all listen. Only to the strains on the organ. And to that still small voice in our own souls. we do give thanks. That whether we perceived it clearly or not, the Spirit of truth in us has planted the seed of an idea in our souls that is going to awaken in our consciousness just as a seed sprouts and breaks the surface of the ground. A feeling has been awakened in us that will guide us in a new direction to brighter horizons. And we say, thank you, O Spirit of Truth, spokesperson of God, thank you for awakening us to the Spirit of divine love at work in our lives. And in this consciousness, we complete our prayers by joining together and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver